another day's journey. God kept me here.
I don't know how you feel about it, but I thank God that I'm still here.
I made it another day's journey. God kept me here.
Let me tell you what it was. Listen. It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today.
K-A-Y-T, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Gracious God, our Father, we testify this morning that you are everything, and everything is indeed in you. Thank you for another day, another privilege, another opportunity to love you and to be loved on by you. We don't take this day for granted. It's a day that you made just for us. Help us to seek you in the midst of this day. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for our sins against you, cleansing and healing, strength to those who are weak, comfort to those who are grieving, healing to those who are infirmed, provision to those who are in lack. Will you meet every need that we may have, O God? We trust that you will meet our every need. Help us to hold on to you as we seek your will for our lives. Now, God, we come before you, preparing our hearts and our minds to hear from you. We cannot make it without your word. And I pray now, God, your word will bless us, will strengthen us, encourage us, and empower us. It's not my word, it's your word. Not my people, they're your people. So we yield ourselves to you now, all of us. I yield myself as the presenter, and we all yield ourselves as the receiver to what your Holy Spirit wants to say to us on today. We pray now, God, the atmosphere is set. conducive that your word may go forth. We come against any sleepy spirit, any hard-hearted spirit, any rebellious spirit that will want to resist what you have for your people today. May you get the glory. Get your glory, God, in our lives. Get your glory in this worship. Get your glory through our praise. Get your glory like only you can. And we're so careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Come on, put those hands together and bless the Lord. Amen. Good morning to all of you. What a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord one more time on this blessed third Sunday morning in the month of December. Our sovereign God has said yes to us being here once again, to all of our ministers and to our leaders and to all of you who are assembled. And then to those who are online with us, we greet you all today in divine love. This is the day the Lord has made.
Yes.
And we ought to still rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. There was a word from the Lord we want to share with you. We want to get out your hair. Can I ask y'all a question before while you're getting ready? And I'm really sincere when I'm asking this question. Does the word that goes forth from this place help your life at all? Does the word that goes forth in this house benefit your life for the better?
Amen.
Are you ever helped or encouraged?
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes I got to do a little inventory and I ask these questions. Does the word even matter?
Yes.
Or have we gotten so monotonous with it because it's just Sunday? But does the word, the talked, shared, preached, whatever word that goes forth from this house, does it benefit your life? Can you say that what I got from God at this place can make my life better?
Amen.
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 Now, if that's your truth, you ought to give God praise for that.
Amen.
That he loves you enough.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
To God be the glory.
Thank you.
There is a word from Luke chapter number 1. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all of my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. You're the center of my joy. All that's good, oh, you're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, You are the center of my joy, Jesus. 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 You are the center of my joy. You're my music in my song. You're my hope all the day long. You're my music in my song. You're my hope all the day long. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. You're my joy in my sorrow. You're my hope for tomorrow. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1.
Hallelujah.
I want to begin reading at verse number 28. 26, I'm sorry. And a few of the following. Luke chapter 1. Y'all didn't come to have church, so I'm going to bother you. Luke chapter 1. Begin at verse number 26. I just thought with all that you've been through, you wouldn't mind worshiping a God. So maybe I'm in the wrong house today. Luke chapter 1, verse number 26. But when you know that you know, when you face some battles, been through some storms, there's nobody but the Lord. And you can testify that he's the center.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't have joy in circumstances.
Thank you, Lord.
But you got to learn to let Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
He's your strength and weakness.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He's your peace in the middle of a storm.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
And he's worthy.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
I'm a living witness. He's a way maker. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Luke chapter 1.
Hallelujah, God.
Beginning at verse number 28. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. An angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. An angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, and who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible.
Yes, God.
And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Thank you so much. You may be seated in the presence of God. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof. The word of our God shall stand forever. Verse number 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Verse 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Verse 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Verse 34. Then said Mary to the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? This is what I want to talk about, that question that Mary asked the angel. How shall this be? That's what I want to talk about. How shall this be? I came today on divine assignment to share with this august body of believers somewhat of a reaffirmation to those who are willing to hear it. God has a plan for your life. Because we have watered that down, it doesn't even move you. Because if you really understood what that said to you, that God has a plan for you. I shout off the fact, God. Celebrate the fact he has a plan. But what we struggle with is for you. You know God is amazing. You know God is all powerful. You know God is sovereign. And you done read enough Bible, been to enough church to know that God has a plan. But your struggle this morning, and my struggle this morning, is that you can't resolve the fact and reconcile the fact that a sovereign God would have a plan that includes you. So that even when God speaks to you, you ask him the question, how shall this be? Because you look at yourself, because you look at your existence, you look at your bank statement. You look at your family situation. You look at your past. You look at your present. Surely you don't have a future. Most of us are just waiting. A number of us are just waiting on God to say, it's your turn to come on to glory. You have even given up the fact that God might want to do something amazing through your life. It blows your mind to think that God, with the billions of people on this earth, would have a unique, distinctive plan for your life. And not only a plan for your life, a plan that could change the world. See how I know I'm teaching the right word? Because I just said all that, and you ain't moved a bit. I believe today that God wants to challenge us to elevate our thinking toward him. And I need to tell somebody this while I'm building this message, that God knows you.
And God knows where he has you. And you might be right where God wants you to be. Now, for you to accept this today, you've got to get beyond what others have said about you. And for the first time maybe in years or in your life, receive what God has said about you. See, if I were to tell you today that you no good, you would start crying. If I would tell you you're never going to make it, you will accept that. But I'm called by God to tell you today that God got a plan that's going to change the environment and change the world and change your community that don't move you. So the problem is not what God want to do. The problem is you and I aligning ourselves with what God wants to do. And all I need is two people, and I'm going to do the best I can to be the other third person to say, God, I don't understand it. I don't figure it out, but I trust you. And it's got to be a reason that you have left me here through all the storms, through all the difficulties. I could have been dead. I could be in jail. I could be messed up, but you still have preserved me. I still got a right mind. I still got breath in my body. So God, you got to be up to something. Is there anybody in New Zion who can believe and receive that God might be up to something? But I hear us. I feel us. God says, I want to do it, but you keep asking him how. And I need about three other, I need some witness participation today, some crowd participation, because somebody can help me testify that every blessing God has given you, you still can't figure it out. If sense has something to do with it, you wouldn't be healed. If sense has something to do with it, you wouldn't have that nice house. If sense has something to do with it, you wouldn't be in that job you're in. Here's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to do this. Shift your focus from how and just shout off who.
Yes.
I wish I had somebody. If you know who said it, you don't need to worry about how, when, where, or what time. The fact that who loves you enough to say something, you ought to be getting excited about the fact something is on the way. Is there anybody under the sound of my voice who don't mind giving God praise of expectation? I don't see it. I don't feel it. It don't sound like it, but God told me, therefore I believe it.
Yes, Lord. My Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lonnie, we'll never get the church corporately to receive God and what God says about the church until we individually receive what God got to say about us.
That's good.
I can't get somebody who don't believe God for them to believe God for everybody else.
That's right. Yeah. That's good.
Because you don't see yourself right.
That's good.
Can I teach the truth today? We don't see ourselves right. Therefore, you think God would do you like you would do you. Because you judge yourself by your mistakes. Judge yourself by your problem. You judge yourself by your shortcomings. You judge yourself by your skin color. Judge yourself by your location. Judge yourself by what people have said. Therefore, God surely wouldn't want to fool with nobody like you. And so you've made up in your mind, you just go grab others' coattails and just try to make it on in. And God say, the coattail you trying to drag, I want you to be somebody's coattail. I need to say this to you. This ain't for everybody. This is for two or three who need to hear this right now. Stop being so hard on yourself. That ain't for the ones who ain't hard enough on themselves. That's for somebody who been beating themselves down to the point you don't even think God want to fool with you. Not for you arrogant jokers, I ain't talking to y'all right now. Because y'all think ain't nothing wrong with you. No, you do no way. But I'm talking to people who have been beating themselves down based off something you can't change. Yeah.
And the fact the Lord woke you up this morning is enough evidence you need to know that God is not done with you. And instead of saying, you know, this is the day the Lord has made, I'm going to rejoice and be glad, you done brought last year into a brand new day. You brought 10 years ago into a brand new existence. What do the lonely do at Christmas? Have Christmas. Because the shout of it is, to a child of God, you're not lonely. So our text this morning, our text, let me hurry. Let me say this while I'm saying this, y'all. It is never my intention to hold y'all in church too long. Okay? It's just that I love God and I love y'all. And I love y'all so much. And I sometimes get a little overly zealous trying to get y'all to get what God wants you to get. So when at the moments that I go too long, or, y'all, please don't think I'm trying to hold you here. I don't get no extra money because you stay here longer. I'm really trying to get you, because God shows me you all week long. God shows me your situation. God, let me feel what you're feeling. See, that's a unique relationship between pastor and people, that you got to understand that God will let me feel what you're feeling and feel what I feel, and then seek God for his word so we can all work on how we're feeling and we can feel better by the time we leave. So anybody got a little time to hear what God got to say to somebody who's struggling with their situation? I'm going to give you opportunity right now. If you can't handle what God want to say today, or if you got me on a timer, if you're ready to go watch the ball game, you're dismissed even right now. But I need about three or four people who don't mind having a fireside chat with God, who say, as much hell I done been through, as much as I need a word from God, and I'm in the right place at the right time to hear a word from God. Are you interested? Are you halfway interested? Well, let's get our bib together. Let's open up. Get our plate ready. Let's eat and see what God got for us.
Amen. Amen.
It begins this morning, beloved, with a special commendation. Somebody say special.
Special.
Commendation. Watch this. It starts off with somebody with the Lord speaking kind. Y'all got your Bible open still? Look at verse number 26. Now, I'm going to give you a little background in a minute, but let me just go on and deal with the text. And in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. Now, I don't have time, but the good news is, Minister Tate covered all that this morning. When it came to our Sunday school lesson, when it came to Elizabeth being present, she is the cousin of Mary, our subject today. She is the cousin. I don't care if it's first, second, or third. The Bible say they cousin.
Yeah.
All right, they can. And Elizabeth is the wife of this priest named Zacharias. Zacharias, the word has been given to him. Now, he's an old man. He's an old preacher, and his wife is an old preacher's wife, and the Bible says she's barren. But God says the forerunner for Christ is going to be brought through this old preacher and this old preacher's wife. Missed it. Because, see, if it's God's will, it don't have to make sense. So God has told Zacharias what he going to do. Zacharias did not believe, and if I had time, I really would go deeper, but he shut Zacharias' mouth. Because that scares me, and it sure scares some of y'all in leadership, because God will have folk talking for him who don't believe in him. And God will shut your mouth if you go sit, how you go prophesy to my people and you don't believe nothing I said about your life. That's a word for some of us Zionites, because how we going to go testify and tell somebody what God say and you don't believe it yourself? And so he shut his mouth for a season. And the people waiting on Zacharias to come out, and he couldn't come out till the Lord let him come out. He making sign language. He can't say nothing because the Lord doesn't shut his mouth. Maybe that's what's going on with some of y'all, because that's why you can't praise this morning. That's why you can't worship. The Lord doesn't shut your mouth. You've been sitting up in church all these days and all these weeks, and you hear a word. That's why I asked y'all, do y'all believe the word that you receive? Because some of y'all live and act like and praise and worship like you don't believe God go work it out for you, and you come every week mad. You come every week grouchy. You come hateful, you come messy, you come doubting God, you don't believe God all week long, you live any kind of way, do any kind of stuff, act like God ain't gonna do nothing for you. God will shut your mouth.
My Lord.
Jesus. You ain't got no mask, you've been muzzled. Because God ain't gonna reach out, and you don't even believe it. God will shut your mouth. So, Bible says, goes further. Elizabeth gets pregnant. Now, I got a question. If I had time to talk to Zacharias, I'd ask him a question. Zacharias, if you don't believe God, go do it. Why you did what you need to do? Yeah.
If you don't believe God, go bring your child. Why are you doing what's necessary to bring a child for? If I had time, I would deal with that. I ain't gonna bother that right now. You still in practice, but you ain't gotten the game yet. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I better leave that alone. And lo and behold, y'all, Elizabeth gets pregnant. Mm-hmm. It's John, the forerunner of Jesus Christ. Fast forward 6 months later, God shows up to this woman in this place called Nazareth and talks to this young woman who is a spouse. Somebody say a spouse. That's a $2 word meaning engaged. Yeah. But in the day of Jesus Christ, in the day of our text, to be engaged is just like being married. But you have not yet consummated the marriage. In other words, you have not yet baked the potato. But you do have all the makings and the ingredients of the potato, but you have not put the potato in the oven yet. Yeah. Am I helping anybody in New Zion thus far? I'm doing the best I can to make this stuff. They have not consummated their marriage yet, but they are betrothed. They are engaged. He is playing so much so that she is called the wife of Joseph to this man named Joseph, but they have not yet consummated. And watch what happened. The text says, and the point was, it is a special commendation. Here comes this angel Gabriel. An angel is simply one who represents God, who speaks to who God won't speak to. For this moment, I'm Gabriel. I'm the angel of the house for this moment because I am God's representative to herald or to give a word to God's people. That's why you got to be very careful how you handle God's angels. It don't matter who behind it, hear what God got to say. It's not about the container, it's about the contents in the container. Mm-hmm, I'll deal with that another time if I get a chance to. And see, sometimes we can't hear the message because we hung up on the messenger. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so Gabriel shows up in the 6th month. While Elizabeth is good and pregnant, God getting ready to get somebody else pregnant. Now, y'all missed it. It's a special commendation. He says to her, this young woman in Nazareth. Somebody say Nazareth. Nazareth, this place word Nazareth means watchtower. It means watchtower. It means watchtower. But it's nothing significant about Nazareth. So much so that Nathanael says in St. John chapter 1, verse 46, he says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nazareth in the time of our text, beloved, is looked at kind of how we look at Winfield. If y'all allow me to do that. It's a small town in Nazareth. It may be 200 people in Nazareth. It's not even considered a part of normal Jewish civilization. It is considered to be a slum or a ghetto or just some place that nobody cares about. Ain't nothing in Nazareth. Yet Mary, the mother of our Savior, is in Nazareth. That means that just because you say ain't nothing in Winfield don't mean ain't nothing in Winfield. Can I prove it to you? You're here. I'm here. And so the devil is a lie. You ain't gonna tell me ain't nothing in Winfield. It may not be what you want in Winfield, but God got something in Winfield. I wish I had somebody to celebrate God. Because watch this. God is getting ready to bless your not yet, but you got to thank God for your right now. And everything in your life ain't bad. You got a roof over your head. You got clothes on your back. You got a job. It may not be a Fortune 500, but it's getting the bills paid, and you ought to take some time and thank God for your right now. If you be faithful over a little, God will grant you with more. But you, too many of y'all are being negative and pessimistic and critical and ugly and cantankerous about you right now. Here it is. Let me calm down. Let me calm down. Let me calm down. Let me calm down. You're letting these Facebook people use AI and make their reality look better. It reminds me, Mac, of as a kid, my mama always drug us to go down to the old hotel there, Best Western, take them family pictures. Mm-hmm. If we had time, we go to Sears. If we had time, that's big time. Then you go to Sears. But if you ain't got time, you could go to old Best Western. The Olin Mills people would come over there and you take pictures. And that you would go And you had to put on an old uncomfortable jacket, and everybody got to be color coordinated. Everybody got, now we done just got through fighting. I done beat my brother up. My mom and dad ain't talking half the time, but we gonna come have a portrait because we getting ready to send some stuff out and let people look like we're a happy family. And watch this, the backdrop would show Christmas. It would have snow. Ain't no snow in Winfield. It would have Christmas trees, and it would have all them nice lights in the backdrop. We're taking the pictures in July about something that ain't come yet. We're trying to make it look like it's cold, trying to make it look like it's cozy. And when that man say good, he take that picture, good. You guys are good. And now we went right back to fighting. Mom and daddy went on different calls. Me and my brother go right back to fighting. But we had to go through the process of making something look good. Come here. That's what some of y'all doing every day of your life. You getting hung up on people who are giving you an image, but it ain't reality. Them jokers ain't happy. Can I tell you something? If they really happy, they mind their own business. I ain't got time to post. I ain't got time to tweet and make y'all jealous. I'm just enjoying what God done blessed me with. Pam, you preaching this thing, man. Yes. I want to tell y'all a secret. I really want to tell y'all a secret. Y'all don't believe nothing I tell y'all. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. You know, I think God has given me a prophetic gift. But you know what the problem is, y'all? Because y'all don't believe nothing God had me to tell you. God will have me try to prepare y'all for what's coming, but you don't believe nothing I tell you. You ain't think I got good sense. Then when it come, you know what, Pastor, you was right. I've been right.
All right.
What you think, I go download this stuff? I seek God for you. I hear God for you. And I know some of y'all are upset right now comparing yourself to somebody else. And here you come with that mess, and you're trying to go to all these parties and go to all this stuff because you're scared to go home. You miserable at home. You ain't got no eggnog. You ain't got no candy. Let me tell you what I did. It was a family memory of mine to always have some holiday M&M. But guess what? I went to the store by my doggone self and got my own red and green M&M. And I put them in the freezer like I've always done, and I ate them things and almost chipped my tooth, but I had a good time in the Lord. I put my Christmas tree up. It looked like it's on the diet, but it's still my Christmas tree.
All right. Yes, sir.
It's my tree. I ain't told nobody I'm an interior decorator. That's my tree, though.
Yeah.
Because the lights make me feel good.
Yeah.
It's something about looking at that tree, it make me feel good. And guess what I did? I got older now, and I can't go get no eggnog. So I go get some lactate eggnog. I wish I had a witness here who know you can't drink eggnog like you used to. You try that now, you can't come out for 3 or 4 days. But man, tell God for thank you for lactate. Y'all help me shout off that lactate blessing. And baby, I give me 2 or 3 glasses, and I kick back, and I look at my lights, eat my M&M's, and I say, thank you, Jesus, for another year. I ain't worried about somebody going to see the lights. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father.
Yes, Lord.
Let me move. My soul, I almost feel like preaching here.
That's good.
Cito, what's Cito at? I see Cito back there. Cito just as crooked as I am. Instead of going to buy some lights, this joker a couple years ago went and bought them little things that look like lights. You sit in your yard and it shine off the yard. How many of y'all got some of them? Look at the Tay-Tay brooms. Look at that. We all cheap, too. I can't even be breaking my back and spraining my knee trying to climb on a house and put some lights up I can't put up, but I got something in that yard that'll shine and look just like it.
All right.
When I saw Cito put them things, I said, boy, you crooked as they come. Where you got some of them things at? Hey. Stop complaining about where you are. Learn how to make where you are good.
Yeah.
Y'all mad.
That's good.
Watch this. Mary didn't need a new location to receive from God.
That's right.
God, just because people won't come to Nazareth, don't mean God won't. Ooh, who was that for? See, just because people don't want to fool with you don't mean God don't want to fool with you. Blessed art thou. And highly favored. Y'all missed it. Highly favored. That's different than just favor. Highly favored means they come only from God. That God got a special look at certain people who got found favor. Has anybody ever testified when it came to some bills you couldn't pay, some healing you needed, and only God highly favored you because God did it? Anybody ever have a God did it moment where nobody but the Lord? You were highly favored. Come on, give God about 10 seconds of praise for highly favored. That ain't good enough. I say highly favored. Nobody but God. The doctor couldn't do it. The bank couldn't do it. The church couldn't do it. But God looked beyond and found you. Oh. I ain't making this up. Hail, thou that are highly. Woo!
My God.
Hey, y'all. You don't feel favored. That's all right. God say you still are highly favored. Can anybody receive that right now in your situation? That I don't need everything to be worked out from my end. But if I stay in the right place, God will give me the right word to let me know I'm highly favored. Y'all missed it. Y'all missing this. How many of y'all can hear me talking right now? You highly favored. Not because you here, not because I'm here, but God has spared you long enough to hear what he got to say to you. Can anybody give God a highly favored praise? Thank you, Lord, for looking at me. Thank you for seeing me. Thank you for knowing me. Thank you for knowing all about me. Okay. Y'all finna make me go there in a minute. I've already been towing the line. Y'all gonna make me cross the line in a minute. I've been doing the best I can to be nice to y'all.
Yes, God. My God. That's good.
Okay, look.
Good.
Look.
Good.
Look. Don't wait till T.D. Jakes come and tell you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Don't wait till you go to the potter's house and then receive it. Uh-huh. Don't go to a women's conference, then get delivered.
Yeah, yeah.
Babe, you can get delivered right now.
Yes, Lord.
But see, the problem is, it's too much Nazareth in you.
My God.
That you can't see glory in Nazareth. Glory showing up to Nazareth, but the people in Nazareth can't see past Nazareth. That's just old news. I'm just an old ordinary Winfield. That's just old Pastor Ham.
My God. My God.
I ask y'all, do the word from this house. Y'all know I'm normally setting you up, right? Now look how y'all shut down. Now, how can you be in a Nazareth situation and be arrogant? Nobody want to fool with Nazareth but the Lord. But when the Lord speaks,
My Lord.
See, we take this stuff for granted. We take every Sunday, every Wednesday, every time this word is opened up, we take it for granted because we can't see the God showing up. We don't think about the fact God want to speak to me. I'm going to stay on it. I ain't going to back down from it.
Right.
You don't see because you done heard so much and seen so much that God couldn't possibly show up here.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to give a testimony, but y'all can't handle nothing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You have no idea how many people away from here want to be here. Y'all here and don't want to be here. Treat each other any kind of way. Say anything to each other. That's just Nazareth. Part of the reason why you asking why can this be? Because you don't see where you are is worthwhile. You don't look at this as a privilege. You look at it as a right. Come in late, arrogant, dragging in. We drug in this morning starting. I'm going to say it. We told the Holy Ghost, meet us at 11. We start when we feel like it. Because it's just Nazareth. Mm-hmm. What if God showed up 11, you show up 11 more too. You cute, but empty. Battery's loaded, but we empty. Because we asked the Holy Ghost to meet us at 11. That's just, it'll be all right. Ain't worried about that. I wish they would say something to me. Because it's just Nazareth. Here's the problem in the text. Mary didn't find the angel. The angel found Mary. So you need to be ready and in a position for him to show up. You ain't on your time. Because it's an appointed time when God shows up.
Amen.
I'm going to try to get past that old announcements part. I'm getting past the songs. I ain't going to be shaking nobody's hand. I ain't going to hug nobody. So I'm going to get that by 11:20-ish. And I could give you an excuse if you don't know every Sunday what time we start. If you're habitually late, you're doing it on purpose. It's one thing to be running late, another thing to be showing up. Because you ain't thinking about the Holy Ghost, you thinking about, that's just them. Wish they would say something to me.
That's good.
Ain't got no Bible or app. Don't worry about that. Ain't got no praise in you. Don't worry about that. It's just New Zion. Now, if a dignitary show up, hallelujah. Praise God, Zion. When dignitaries show up. But see, you don't see your family as anything worth your best. See, we're not worth your best. But somebody of a different ethnicity or a different hue come around or a different income bracket, hallelujah. But we don't deserve your best because it's just Nazareth. Which they will say something to me. I'm going to tell them about what they do. It don't change the fact you still wrong.
Yeah.
I hope you're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's my job to make you uncomfortable. Because you think it's okay. Because see, if he say something to me and didn't say nothing to them, I'm going to bring up you ain't saying nothing to them, so don't say nothing to me. So I'm going to purposely do something to see if you're going to say something. It's just Nazareth. Playing games with God's stuff. Well, let me get out of here. Blessed art thou. The Lord is with you. Blessed art thou. Not watch this. Not above women. Among women. You ain't better than nobody. It's just there's something in you that's distinct from everybody. Ooh, I wish somebody would get that. See, when God show up, you ain't better than nobody.
Right.
It's just that God wants to do something unique in you that he's not going to do in everybody.
Right.
That's why he says, blessed are you among. Just because you're anointed don't mean you ain't still among. God give you a word. Don't go start a new ministry. Oops. Learn how to blend and share and bless from among. So when God speak to you, he must want me to leave. Mm. It's time me start, get on my own. No. Bless home.
Yeah. That's good.
Can I tell you how messed up Nazareth is, a Nazareth mentality is? Told you when Nathaniel said about it, right? Then Jesus grew up and tried to help home. Mm. And the Bible said he could only do a few things.
That's right.
He could heal a few folk
right. And
get a few folks saved because they had so much Nazareth, they couldn't even receive Jesus.
Yeah.
And he said, a prophet is not but honor in his own home. Because they don't see the Savior, they saw Joseph's boy.
Yeah. That's right.
And y'all don't know half the time you be passing by deliverance.
No, that's good.
Ignoring miracles.
That's good.
Ignoring ministry.
That's good.
Oh, it's just them. Ain't no way, because if I don't see myself as nothing, I ain't finna see you as anything.
That's good.
That's why we just throw stuff together. Mm-hmm. Look at our houses, our community. Mm-hmm. I was just with you. I just throw that trash in the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
But a mentality says when I cross the track, act right.
Mm. Wow, that's good, Pastor. That's good.
Our mind says when I cross the track, morph. Mm-hmm. Behave myself. When I come back, just do anything, throw trash, tap stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm teaching, Ben, y'all saying amen.
That's right.
Don't go to school making me shame, mm-hmm. But you can go to church and act anyway.
Mm.
You're going to be great over there. It don't matter how you act at church.
Mm. Jesus.
You can't just walk out of class. But you can't seem to keep your bowels together in church. There's an appointed time for lunch at school, but the baby got to eat right now. Because it's just the church. I wish they was. No big, it's just them. God says, blessed are you. But you got to get over the curse. Let me hurry. Y'all looking at me crazy. Look what he says to her. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this is. You know what this means? Nobody's ever talked to her like that.
Mm-hmm.
Missed it. Gabriel has talked a couple of times prior. He's talked in prophecy. He's talked in the Old Testament. He spoke in Daniel, book of Daniel. He's spoken prior in this chapter to Zacharias. So he talks to Old Testament, he talks to prophecies, he talks to kings, and he talks to even young virgins.
Mm-hmm.
You missed it. God will show up for any of us.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a certain position for God to talk to you. Talk to me, somebody. Okay, I better wrap this up because it's been a shift in the house. It's a shift in the house. Let me go and wrap this up. I don't know where I am. I'm going to get silent treatment for another 7 days. So let me go and wrap this up. I know where I am. Y'all finna avoid me and all that mess, and then somebody goes text me an excuse Wednesday. Gabriel shows up and speaks a positive word. She don't know what to do with it. Can I tell you what's wrong with Nazareth mentality? We don't even know how to be blessed. We can be so negative that when God speaks positive, we don't even receive it.
Yeah.
If I had time, I would deal with that. Sisters, when a brother say something nice, you look beautiful today. Psh. But he called you old scallywag. Boy, you ought to stop. Is your pastor in the house?
Yes, sir.
So negatively programmed that when blessing comes, you'll push it away.
Right.
Because you're not accustomed to hearing blessing and uplifting. You're accustomed, you've been exposed to hearing negative.
Yeah.
So that when positive show up, what that mean? What you mean I'm pretty? What you mean I'm intelligent? What you mean I can do this? Ain't nobody ever told me that before.
Uh-huh.
What you mean I can have this? What you mean I can be a business owner? What you mean I can be an entrepreneur? What you mean I can be a doctor? Ain't nobody ever told me that.
That's good.
You get just as confused as Mary. Mm-hmm. I ain't never heard. She get confused about positivity. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, Lord, send me a husband. Lord, send me a wife. Then when that show up and be nice to you, you'll not handle it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody beating you. Oh, he beat me because he loved. That's foolishness.
That's right.
I'm talking to my people. Y'all can laugh all you want. We got a messed up mindset that when God shows up, we push God away because we're not accustomed. Because what do you do when God sees beauty and you see nothing but difficulty? And part of receiving what God has for you is changing your perspective of yourself. That's why I said to you, I want to say this to some of my sisters today, you deserve better.
Right.
Brothers, you deserve better than what you're living. Anybody putting his hands on you, talking down to you, ugly to you, that's not what God sent you. I better leave that alone, man.
That's good.
Lord, I don't know why you took me there, because see, everybody now, you know.
You there?
You out there all day getting it. He at home playing the game.
Mm. That's good. That's good.
Y'all hungry, he playing Madden. And you think that's the best you can do?
Right.
The pool, that's just the pool in Winfield. We'll find you another pool.
That's it.
Don't swim. Skate. Find another sport. Shut up, Corey. I already know what you're trying to do. I'll tell you later what Corey told me a couple weeks ago. Here it is, y'all. Angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you shall conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, shall call his name." In other words, something special is inside you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all missed it.
Amen.
"Thou shalt conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Amen. Now watch this. Here, can I give you the attention that we all got? Mm-hmm. You're in right now. God is talking about your not yet. And you're struggling about a not yet, because how you going to have a look at your right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God said you shall bring forth. And you looking at. Mm-hmm. "You shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great. He shall be the son of the highest. The Lord shall give him the throne of Father David." Now look here. Now, God, the angel is speaking all these prophetic things and the kingship and the messiahship of Jesus. Mary's still hung up on, "You go bring forth."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all missed it. Yeah. God telling you all this stuff finna happen and all what's gonna mean to the world, and Mary's still, "Me?